And, of course, Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
Hey, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is a great day. Yeah. This crazy weather continues.
It does. And, you know, I haven't had to water the lawn nearly as much. It's a good thing.
And it's all growing and very green for this time of year.
Yeah. And putting the green in green country this year.
Yes, it is beautiful.
Yeah.
I'll take it in those nice, cool mornings and not too hot in the afternoon.
Exactly. So you don't have to run the air conditioner to cool them off if somebody called up and say, I want an appointment for a test drive, you know?
That's right. No, it's great for shopping for cars and stuff like that. So we've been very busy lately.
Yeah.
So
hey, we got something going on special this weekend. I know I'm going to be out there Saturday morning for consumer calls on the road. We'll be setting up in the Toyota building. You got something going on, right?
That's right. It's time again for our big $5 car sale. This is one of our big used car events. This is something we did earlier right at the end of school, and we're doing it now right before school starts. And this is where we focus on our a lot of what we call Dungis Wholesale units. We have Dungis Wholesale, our vehicles we test out, do our safety inspection, but we don't do a full reconditioning like we would on a certified vehicle. Where those manufacturer certified vehicles will have 120 to 150 point inspections done and certain quality standards we bring them up to, and they'll come with, in the Lincoln case, a 7-year, 100,000 mile extension, basically of the same warranty you get on a new vehicle.
But this
sale is about the wholesale units, the lower end stuff. We've got a bunch of cars under $10,000, 15 now, and I think there's about 10 more of them that are in the process of getting ready. We've got 26 vehicles under $15,000, so we've got a lot of trucks, cars, SUVs, all types. These are great vehicles. They may have a few miles on them, some blemishes or something, but they're good vehicles, and they've passed our inspection. And
mileage-wise, they probably wouldn't meet your Q-certified.
No, that's all. The Q-certified is under 100,000 miles, and, some of them might, actually. The truth is, it just depends on the vehicle, and if you want to check out what cars we've got, the ones that are already finished in service are up online right now. You can go to DungisChoice.com and see all the cars. We're getting pictures taken just as fast as we can, but that's been a slow process this week as we've been ramping up for the sale.
Yeah.
But we're getting them all organized now. The way this will work is Saturday morning, we'll open it up at 8 o'clock. And you can line up before then if you like. The line will start at the front door of the Toyota building. When we open at 8 o'clock, we'll move the line to a place in the showroom just in case it's raining. We're going to move everyone in. If you want to come before 8 and line up,
which we do have a 50% chance for rain on Saturday.
You'll be under the pad, so that there's a good place there where you could queue up if you're interested in that. And then we'll move that line inside then. But at 10 o'clock, we start the sale. It's essentially what we call in the business a slasher sale, where we've already priced the cars, but we're going to come in and cut the prices on these to drop them to the lowest price we can sell them for. And that's how it works. The first one in line gets to pick the car they want. We slash the price on that. Take it or leave it. It's there for you to make the decision. It's a great deal. The event we put up last time, I think we sold about 20 used cars, and we had about 40 people ended up being there. So we sold a lot of cars, made a lot of people happy. I think four people got $5 cars last time. I'm not sure on the number, but I know we're going to have two or more. That's usually, we never want to have less than two. And we base it on how many people show up a little bit there.
But we're talking about real $5 cars.
Real cars that you buy for $5. Now, there is a documentation fee that we charge on every vehicle we sell, which is actually costs more than the car in this case. It's $89.95, but for $5, a few lucky people will actually get a car, and it's a car that runs and drives and goes. And if you go on Facebook, there's a lot of stuff going on about this right now, and one of the people who got one of the $5 cars out there has been a great ambassador, I'll say, for this event, and she's been just praising it. And she needed a car. She had young kids and ended up getting a car for $5 that's been a real blessing to her. It's a neat deal, and it's one of these things you do on it. Yeah, is it an event where we're trying to create a sale and make something happen? Yes. I mean, it's a bit, it's a promotional event, but we are really going to slash the prices on the cars and hopefully sell a whole bunch of used cars and have some fun.
Well, and of course, while you're out there, even if you, you know, just want to say come out and gawk, you're going to have
we did get some of that last time. And this is an event. This is just the second time we've done it recently, but we used to do these back when I did a bunch of them with, I worked at my father's dealership in Tulsa in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And they were very successful then, and I just had a feeling it would work. In the past, you know, we advertised in the newspaper.
Sure.
It was we put a little advertorial thing, used cars for $5, and everybody looked at the newspaper. But this time, we've been doing it on Facebook, mm-hmm. and it has been amazing how this thing has taken off and all the buzz about it.
Well, of course, and I mean, who doesn't want to at least come out and say, can I get a car for $5?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's got a real... people are interested in it and what it would be like to have a $5 car.
And even on the slashed prices, these are still great buys. Yeah,
these are great buys. And don't, I mean, because not everybody's going to get a $5 car or really wants one. I mean, to be honest, these are not our best cars.
I've got
everything here. I mean, we have a 2017 Porsche 718 Boxster SM6 convertible.
Probably not a
$5. That will be slashing the price on too. And that one is not going to be for $5. So
okay. I bought a $5 Porsche. You know, what a great back-to-school thing.
So there's a lot of variables there. But I think, what people might be interested in is cars that maybe go typically for $6,000 to $12,000, something like that. We'll slash $2,000 to $3,000 off the price of those vehicles. And it is a great time for doing that. And there's a reason we do it this time. It was back to school, mm-hmm. and we did it at the end of school, and that just seemed to make sense to us. It's a good weekend for that. There's not that much going on. I know my family's got a little bit of a break because I mean we're all into mad soccer season now. And,
sure.
You know the clubs are doing it, but this right before school starts, they're giving us a little bit of a break. So
if you got a student that's going to high school, you know, what a great high school drive it to school car. You know?
Yeah. That's what it's
all
about.
I inherited my grandfather's car, which was kind of nice too, but it was an older car, let's say more than 12 years old.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, something.
Some of these might be around 12, but they'll be nice and run. I did see one of them, I think it'll end up being one of the $5 cars. I don't want to be too specific, but it was a sporty vehicle that I think a young person would be interested in driving.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Sounds like and but then the rest of them. I mean, if you're going to be out there for a $9.95 oil change anyway, why not look at driving? Hey, dear, I need to come pick you up. We'll get bought an extra car for a great buy.
No, less than the oil change.
Yeah,
that's funny. Well, that's one of the things we got going on, and that's been a big focus of ours this week, getting ready for it. But the truth is, we're also right in the middle of our big red tag sale. We talked about that last week. Everything is already discounted on the new car side. We've slashed the prices on everything and put them on the window on red tags, and you can also get that pricing on our website. So that's great. Some of the prices on the red tags are lower. There's some rules about that on advertising price. So
stop by the dealership for more specifics. Yeah. Advertising rules on vehicles in general are the whole car
purchase process. Let's face it, it's sometimes daunting and hard to explain to people.
Sometimes the legal disclaimer is longer than the commercial itself. You know.
Yeah. I was talking to a customer last week about that and it's a shame sometimes it's so confusing. And the whole process of getting the car was more, stuff like, why do you, on the first time you gave me a quote on the vehicle, you came back with an interest rate on the payment, even though I knew I was likely to take 0%. And the reason we do that is because by law we're supposed to offer, well, first of all, we don't know your credit and whether you're going to qualify for 0%, right? And by law we're supposed to offer everybody a standardized negotiation starting point, which makes sense because you won't want to play games with how you negotiate. And so we have a rate at which we do our first offer, and a payment is calculated based on that. It's a standard rate that many people will qualify for. It's the average rate that our customers qualified over the last 6 months. So we have a formula, we calculate that, and then we say here's the interest rate. But it didn't get explained to them, and they wanted the 0%, and so we created this process that somehow made them question, you know, whether we were working in their best interest. And luckily they were they talked to me, and I was able to explain it to them. It was interesting. He's saying how sometimes the processes we do, back from the customer side, really look very different. And, you know, we know that. I mean, that we talk about the car buying process every week, Charlie, and how that we try to be transparent and help you through that. And, you know, that's really, you know, what it's about these days. We know you're doing all this research and coming in ready to buy, and we don't want to play games, but sometimes the process itself is something we got to work through. If you're going to finance the vehicle and trade in a car, there's just steps we got to go through to get that done. And we try to do that as much as we can before you come in. And you can do that on the $5 car sale too. If you want to go ahead and get credit information started, our website's got a place to do that. But a lot of people these days, you know, we work before, communicate with them before they come in, we have an appointment that we may be able to get credit and trade information handled before, and then we can really tighten up the purchase process, make it faster, make it more kind of seamless and seem better to the consumer. Mm-hmm. You know, it's better than you be doing all that research out online. 20 hours, I think, is what Google says people do, and then coming in and talking to one of my great salesmen, but them not knowing that you've already done that 20 hours of research and thinking they need to start at the beginning.
Which is not always a bad place to start, but...
No, yeah. I mean, but we want to do it your way. Yeah, so, exactly. I mean, I think, and it's, time is so important to people these days.
They
don't want to waste time doing
and
that.
And that's the reason why, again, you talked about transparency. One thing that you've added over the last several years is the We Will Buy Your Car program. Here's a cash offer, cash money, yep, whether you buy a car from Dundas or somebody else.
Or that's don't been buy a great car. Deal. They're getting the $5 cars. I mean, we've been talking about this last week, and a lot of these we do buy or trade for. I mean, they want that. That's the only two options, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, you brought some friends along.
I brought some great people from the Washington County SPCA today, and I'll let them introduce themselves. Great to have you here today.
Well, thank you, Brad. This is Darlene Shoemake. I'm the vice president, and with us we have our manager.
I'm Tanya Pete. I'm the new shelter manager at the Washington County
great.
SPCA.
Welcome, Tanya and Darlene.
Thank you so much for having us. We're pretty excited to be here, actually. We've got a lot going on, and thanks to Tanya and her team of dedicated folks out there and volunteers. Tanya, do you want to chat a little bit about some of the things that you've got going on? I mean, this is a busy time of the year. Not that there's ever not a busy.
We've had you guys on before, but it's been
yes.
a while, and so we need an update on what's going on.
This is
at the SPCA.
A very, very busy time of year for us, and actually, it's an exciting time as well because we have a lot of events coming up that gives opportunity for people to adopt animals. Last year, we brought in approximately 2,500 animals that the shelter took in Washington County.
Wow.
And we are looking for homes for them, and we get them vaccinated, spayed and neutered, microchipped, and hopefully to a home where they will permanently stay. And then by having the microchip and getting them spayed or neutered, we'll help controlling the pet population. And if for some reason they do get lost, we can find them their way back home.
That's great.
Clear the Shelter is an event that we have coming up. It's a national event that all of the shelters nationwide are doing in conjunction with the Tulsa SPCA and the Tulsa Humane Society. Several other Oklahoma shelters will be offering this as well. But Clear the Shelter is where our time of year where we try to clear out the space. It's our heaviest time of year. Summer, we take in the most amount of animals. And we've actually doubled. In May, June, and July, we double what we normally take in the rest of the year for those months. So we're very heavy on our space.
Okay.
So we are offering our best adoption fees of the year. So
it's a good deal, too.
It's a very good deal. So the cat adoption fee is going to be $10, and the dog adoption fee is only $35.
What's it normally?
The normal fee is usually $50 for a cat and $75 for a dog. And even with our normal adoption fees, you're getting a great value because we are paying more to get those animals fixed and vaccinated and up to date than we are charging in an adoption fee.
That's amazing, and it helps so much with the animal population stuff. And 2,500 animals, and you said in a year.
In a year. Last year, in 2016, that was 2,500. And so far this year, we've taken in over 1,300 already.
And how many adoptions do you usually do in a month? Do you know?
Yes. We generally do anywhere between 60 to 150, just depending on how heavy we are at the time.
That's great.
So it is, and they're always very busy and a lot of things going on, but it's not just adoptions that they do. Interestingly enough, they do transports. You want to talk a little bit about the transports that you've arranged with in conjunction with some other shelters that are out there?
Yeah, and in some parts of the United States, there are places where they have such strict spay and neuter laws that they are actually shorthanded on animals. They have more people wanting to adopt than they actually have animals to provide. So mm-hmm. this is a great opportunity for us that we could transport some of these animals out periodically.
I mean, you've got a history, particularly with the Boulder, Colorado area. You may do others that I know, but that's the one I know about.
Yes, that is true. We transport in conjunction with Paws and Vanita, and they take them over to the Dumfries Animal League over in Colorado. And so we do transports with them twice a month. So every other week, we are sending animals over there. And actually, thanks to Brad, we got a great deal on our van.
Yeah. That was what you were using the van for.
Yes, we are using the van. We got grant money. And so they were actually, we were able, thanks to Dungis, to get a great deal on a van and max out our grant money and have a way to transport these animals.
So not only can we do that, taking them to Colorado, actually partnering, and Vanita is such a great partner with us, but we can take them now up to places like Kansas City, we take them to Iowa,
we take them to Chicago,
even like Dakota and other places here in the state, and then also spaying and neutering. We do a lot of spaying and neutering of, we spay and neuter every single animal that that we adopt out.
Right.
And so part of that is, how do we get that done? And something that was very exciting that happened last year is we opened our, it's a spay and neuter clinic. Now it's not open to the public, although we do have public spay and neuter events that we do with a partnership, but what we have done is we have our doctor that we've had, Dr. Craig Spence, for over, 20 years. And Dr. Spence comes once a week, and he spays and neuters our shelter animals in our clinic facility on Highway 75. And Tanya, how many animals since opening that clinic last year have we been able to spay and neuter?
We, since opening the clinic, we've spayed and neutered approximately 1,100 animals.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And that's because a lot of the animals that we put on transport, we don't actually have to spay and neuter ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if you're trying to do the math, you're like, well, you're taking in 2,500, but you're, huh? Yeah, no, that's the good news. So with the partnerships that we've been able to develop, and I mean, we credit Tanya and her team with being able to develop these relationships with these different transports and these other communities that are really, you know, I guess ahead of the game in terms of their spaying and neutering. But again, you know, we still have a ton in our shelter, and it happens every single year.
You have the Clear the Shelter event coming.
Yeah.
When is that, and how does that work?
Okay, so Clear the Shelter is going to be on next Saturday, August the 19th,
okay,
from 10 to 5, and those are extended hours. We're normally open from 11 to 4, and we actually have, thanks to some great sponsors, have the opportunity to provide some extra prizes. We have some games provided for the kids. We're going to have face painting. The first 25 adopters are going to get a personalized engraved pet tag.
Oh,
and
cool.
We also have some gift certificates to some pet grooming in town, some pet collars. So we have a lot of opportunities for not just adopting, but to get some pet prizes as well.
And this way you're getting a pet you know has been taken care of and you know, passed the health stuff and has gotten spayed and or neutered.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this is a great way to get a pet.
And it's microchipped,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
I mean, if you, once you you get a pet and you take that pet to get microchipped yourself, that costs anywhere. I mean, it depends on the veterinarian, but that costs over $35 to $75 if you.
How does that work, if some the chip process? If somebody wants to find the dog with the chip, how does that work?
If you find an animal and you bring them into the shelter, we are able to scan them and check in our system,
okay,
to see who their homeowner is. And also, like in Bartlesville, our animal control team is really great. And if they find an animal, the first thing they do is scan it. So
okay,
our goal is to actually get the dog back to their homeowner, or not homeowner, but to their owner.
And, you know, interestingly enough, the Clear the Shelter event, it started back in 2015. We have been participating in that event since 2015. The first year we did it, we were able to adopt out 42 animals. Then last year, we beat our 42 by one. 43 animals were adopted out, so we were really excited. This year, we're aiming for how many?
At least 65.
Wow.
We currently have approximately 108 adoptable animals and over 250 that are actually in our care. So right now, we need to clear space so we can move them over.
We're kind of busting at the seams right now. And, you know, and it happens every year because of all the animals that are born in the spring.
And you mentioned where you are, but go ahead and tell people again, where is the SPCA located?
We are located on Highway 123, just south of the Dewey city limits and just north of the Bartlesville city limits. So we're kind of right in between there.
Okay.
It's 16620 State Highway 123.
Okay, and the event is 10 to 5 on Saturday the 19th. That's great. And what else is going on? I know also volunteers, you know, things like you need, this doesn't just happen.
No, it does not happen.
So if people are interested in helping with this great project, what should they do?
They could either call, Heather is our volunteer coordinator. They can call her, or they can email her at coordinator@wcspca.org, or they can go to our website and apply at wcspca.org as well.
And what kinds of stuff did the volunteers do?
The volunteers will, it just depends on who they are and what their skill level is, but some people just like to come in and walk the animals, which is very helpful to us because they socialize them, they get them ready, they make them comfortable, they take them to play. And even though sometimes that's just a fun thing for them, it's very helpful to us. But we have a lot of cleaning and projects going on. We have yard maintenance, mowing, weed eating, painting, just your basic things.
I know my high school son went out and did some to get some points for National Honor Society or something one time, and I think he was walking dogs and stuff. So.
Yeah, we appreciate That's our great. Volunteers so mm-hmm. much. We could not do what we do without them. We also have a group of volunteers that consistently volunteer at our events, so they help us at our adoption events, which, by the way, we will be at the Dog Days of Summer pool party at Frontier Pool this Saturday from 1 to 4. Sunday from 1 to 4. So we will have some adoptable animals out there as well.
Oh, you will? Okay. And that's a fun event. I mean, if you haven't seen the dogs around the pools, this is a blast if you have a dog.
Yeah, it's put on by the Bark Park Buddies every year, and it's to help them raise money to keep the park sustained. But we partner with them as well. We partner with, you know, many of the different agencies and animal lovers out there to do a lot of things for our community.
Another opportunity there to check out an animal. Good.
Yeah, so check out our website if you get a chance, and we're getting everything out there that we're doing, so you can participate and be a part of the solution of helping us with the community shelter animals.
Yeah. Excellent. So is there anything else going on out there? I mean, that we need to tell people about.
We do have, thank you to the Elks. They are sponsoring us for a pancake breakfast on September 23rd. Okay. Starting next week, we should have tickets to sell. It'll be $6 in advance and $7 at the door. So they're supposed to have pancakes, eggs, bacon, sausage, biscuits, and gravy, and the money raised will help go to the Washington SPCA and all of the homeless animals in Washington County.
Excellent.
So if you would like to purchase a ticket, you can purchase those at the shelter or seek out a board member, and they should have some as well.
Oh, and then on September 16th, we have the Puppuccinos adoption event at Starbucks.
Puppuccinos.
Yes. So we don't want to forget that. And, you know, we also have on the 13th, we have Eagle Scouts coming to paint the outside of the shelter office. And we have, you know, the different days of caring for Phillips and Conoco. Or ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66. During the month of September is their big month that they come out and do a lot of different events.
So you've got some of that planned.
Yes, which is such a helpful thing. And then in October, we have an event called On the Catwalk, which, Brad, you may know a little bit about this, although Brad's going to be one of our models. Oh. I don't know if we...
You did mention that a few months ago. I'd hoped you'd forgot.
Yes, I figured you thought maybe I had forgotten. But
this seems a different name than what I think you were calling it back then.
Oh, yeah, the Strut Your Mutt.
I think that's what Scott had mentioned.
But, yeah, so we'll talk about that hopefully as we get a little bit closer to that. Yes. And then the shelter has been out to the Tall Grass Estates, bringing animals out there. And in October, they're also going to be doing an open house.
That is correct. We're going to have some adoptable animals out there. It's great because some of the residents that live at Tallgrass Estates, they've come for a tour of the facility. They also baked homemade dog treats for them. And so we really appreciate them, and we like going out there and making them happy and letting them be able to see pets that maybe that they miss. And and we will be at Media Lodges actually tomorrow at 2:00 taking some animals over there for those residents.
Well, that's a great thing to do, and just being around a pet is such a nice thing. And you know, people, if you used to have a pet and you don't have one now, that would be great.
Yeah, so you know, stay tuned. There'll be a lot of other things that we're doing as
there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, that's wonderful. So much activity.
Excellent.
So you can find out all of it at your website too, or call the SPCA. The website is WCSPCA.org, and the phone number was 918-440-1303. And they're on Facebook and stuff too.
All of our events are on Facebook, and we just started an Instagram account. So if you follow us and share with your friends, it helps get the message about adoptable animals out there.
Please like us on Facebook and follow us because Instagram is great for that because
pictures of dogs and stuff and little puppies and kittens would be highly shareable, I would think.
Absolutely. And, you know, share our story because it's a good one, and we're really making some great progress, but we together do this. Nobody does it alone, and it's thanks to all the support from all the donors that we have. So
thank you guys.
Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot. That sounds like you've got a great story to tell. And speaking of great stories, I need to get back to where we started, Brad, with this $5 car sale coming up this weekend.
$5 car sale is Saturday. It starts at 8 o'clock, or the viewing and registration will start at 8 o'clock. We will open the door to the, you queue up outside the front door of the Toyota building under the pad. If it's raining, there'll be room to get out of the rain. At that point, we'll move the line inside the showroom. Mm-hmm. We'll continue the registration process. And then at 10 o'clock, we start the sale. We've got cars as low as $5. We're going to slash the price on all our used vehicles. We've got right now over 70 used vehicles in stock. We've got them priced, like I said, we'll have cars as low as $5. We've got them up to, I mentioned the 2017 Porsche 718 Boxster SM6.
So all of your used vehicles will be less this weekend, right?
We are going to slash the price on all our used vehicles again, because we always price them at market based pricing. Don't forget about the red tag sale too. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's looking for a used vehicle. If you're shopping for a new vehicle, we have everything discounted during our model year and closeout red tag sale event, which we do every August. And that means basically we've slashed the prices and posted them on the vehicles online and on our inventory. Like I mentioned before, sometimes online we can't put the very lowest price. That will be maybe lower on the lot.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any question about that, come talk to us about it. We've got a lot of the great deals out there on specials on our website, so I'd recommend you go to dungeonschoice.com and check out all our inventory. We try to put pictures of every vehicle up there and really describe what you're getting there and give you the whole value proposition on each vehicle.
That's so important, because like you said, people shop for, did I hear 20 hours on average?
That's what Google says, over 20 hours, and that they, you know, it used to be they had to go to more dealerships.
You're driving all over the place. Yeah.
They say that most people go to 1.2 dealers, so most people are going to one dealer. If they leave the first one, they probably didn't like them very much.
But they did all the rest of their driving now online to the all.
That's basically what it is. You know, the pricing has become so much more transparent. Everybody, it seems like, is doing the market-based pricing thing or trying to one way or another.
Yep.
And, you know, we take that real seriously. I personally price all our cars online. That's something I really have taken interest in the last few years.
The event starts at 8 o'clock Saturday morning. and the sale starts at 10.
That's right. Thank you, Charlie, and we'll see you for Consumer Calls that morning.
We'll be out there bright and early, and we'll be having some fun with the $5 car sale. You go out there, and you're going to do some great buys.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227.